Gopal Champu, Uttara section, chapter 15, Marriage of Balaram. In the morning recitation on another topic, in the assembly of Nanda made glorious by Krishna, Madhukanta spoke. When the two messengers sent by Krishna and the two sent by Nanda gathered information from Dwarka and other places for pacifying the people of Braj and returned quickly, Nanda began to consult others. "Now my son is far away. How will we follow the news without obstruction?" Upananda said, "You will have set aside many pairs of messengers, and then constantly a pair will arrive." Nanda said, "Assign hundreds of pairs of messengers along with the first ones." Among them, one pair, on Nanda's order, traveled 120 kroshas in a night and day, and went to Dwarka in 5 days. They gave all the news of Braj to Krishna through Uddhava, who understood that Nanda had engaged hundreds of messengers. Krishna said, "Even employing so many messengers, it will not be without obstacles. I will give the messengers 200 horses which can travel for 100 yojanas. Then they can come and go constantly." Taking the news from Dwarka, they mounted the horses and came to the assembly of Nanda. First informing the assembly that Krishna was fine, they then told the news. "Though Mathura was close, we could not produce great happiness since there was always disturbance in Mathura. The height of joy in Dwarka widens the eyes, for it is far from any disturbances, and its happiness cannot be found anywhere in the universe." Nanda, "In Dwarka the sea surrounds the city in the form of canals. All around are walls whose height makes the eyes of warriors flee. Every item must be seen individually. There fear becomes afraid and flees. It possesses an abundance of happiness for the heart. This heavenly city produces unprecedented bliss for the ears, eyes, and hearts, with many houses, abodes of profuse sweet beauty, since they are made of gold, pearls, sapphires, emeralds, diamonds, cat's eye, coral, sunstones, moonstones, and rubies. There are heavenly trees with shining limbs and all the heavenly gems. It surpasses Swarga. The devatas are also amazed by the beauty. We previously saw the Yadus many times, but seeing them now, they cannot be recognized because of their unprecedented beauty. The Sudharma, best dharma, a hall, and the Nandana, bliss, forest of heaven, were not so successful previously. Krishna has made their name successful. Moreover, the most fortunate citizens think that they have attained good fortune by seeing the powers produced by Krishna. In perfect Dwarka, palaces seem imperfect. There are turrets with flags, palaces, pillars, brick walls, courtyards, and yards glowing with gems. If the great palace is decorated with Krishna, it will seek out marriageable Lakshmis. When we were gazing at the beauty of the city, Krishna, while laughing, spoke, "What are you looking at? In Braj, that special grandeur also exists, since you saw that place with pleasure when I came from Varuna's abode, and you will see it in the future after I have killed the tormentors of devotees." Nanda said, "Why have you two been so delayed?" The two said, "There was a great festival." Nanda said, "Tell us about it." They said, "It was amazing. Listen attentively. When we two were filled with love and our hearts were overflowing with the nectar of seeing Krishna, some caretaker of the groves came and said in astonishment, 'O Lord, a man as tall as a tall tree has come with a similar woman.' For some moments he resided there, decorating the forest with his effulgence, destroying all judgment with his uniqueness. He says he wants to meet you. Therefore I have come." People were greatly frightened. After some time, unlimited people like me, overcoming our fear and reservations, made the forest into a crowded city in order to look at him. eager to see him, Krishna went in a palanquin, and we too followed behind. We saw that all the people were like new babies in front of the two giants. Seeing them, we thought, oh, how many days it must have taken for them to grow to that size. The people of Braj then said, what happened? The messengers said, seeing Krishna, he fell on the ground to offer respects with great joy. Krishna raised him up with his arms, offered respects with his head, and sat him down in front of him with joy. The very shy woman, in order to hide herself, cast her glance behind him. The people of Braj said, then what happened? The messengers said. Krishna asked about them, and the huge person rumbled like a cloud in speaking. At that, the peacocks began auspiciously crying out of great joy. He said, I am Ribhata, also known as Gokudmi. Having heard of the many ancient kings, you must have heard of me. With my youthful body I went past Swarg up to Brahmaloka. I will not recount how we have ancient bodies but appear young. But I request, with folded hands, that you please hear my words like the Vedas. Seeing my daughter's extraordinary qualities and not seeing a suitable groom, I went to Brahma to arrange a suitable person. Desiring to see him, I brought her as well. Brahma, however, was looking at a dance performance. Later, smiling at me, also absorbed in the dancing, he said, what is a short time here is a kalpa on earth. Thus all those you know have been taken away by time. No one is suitable as a husband for your pure daughter with remarkable qualities and long life. But I realize this, Balaram, Krishna's elder brother, will make her happy. Then I asked, her form should be similar to the present form of humans. She is very tall. How could she be his wife? Brahma said, the older brother of Krishna who straightened out Kubja can do this. He, who is her protector, will do the best for her. I cannot describe all of your qualities that I heard from Brahma's mouth. Even Ananta cannot do so. Since you are the Lord, do as you wish. Ananta said, then what happened? The messengers said, the moon of your dynasty, with a slight smile, remained silent and thought, it is suitable for an ornament of the Yadu dynasty, Balaram, to marry a Kshatriya's daughter. There is no speculation with obstacles whether he is a coward or Kshatriya, as in my case. Because it is a fault to reject a good opportunity, I should act so that Balaram will accept. Accepting this proposal, going to the city, we will deliberate. Nanda said, then what happened? The messengers said, accepting his proposal, he welcomed Ribhata in the city, and after consulting with Vasudeva and others, he got Balaram to agree to their decision. Balaram then took his plow in the night and, while she was sleeping, altered her limbs, making her happy. Krishna then performed the marriage. What more can be said? When all began making gestures in astonishment, the messengers again spoke. Previously, Balaram, following Krishna's example, was not inclined to get married, but fearing the fault of going against the Lord's desire and in deference to public opinion, he accepted marriage. Nanda said, by good fortune this has happened, but I do not know what will happen to the youngest son. Everyone said, the youngest, endowed with all good qualities, will do as he pleases with some shyness. Nanda asked with a deep sigh, that is, wondering whether he would marry a coward or Kshatriya. When you left, did my son give a letter? They said, oh yes, here is the letter. In order to bind me up, my friends like Parajanya made a forest called Vrindavan, a river called Kalindi, and placed cows there. By that bondage, my heart, full of compassion, becomes filled completely with those perfect objects which have become most dear because of you. As long as an ungrateful person like me does not return to live in Braj, my most affectionate father should protect the respected cows with best qualities headed by Hungsi, Sunanda, Surabhi, and Ganga, who have so much affection for me, taking me as their very life. Hearing this, with tears in their eyes, the people of Braj remained silent for some moments and then spoke. "We do not mind the suffering we experience in Krishna's absence. We feel pain when he suffers because of our suffering." Nanda then began preparing a letter in response. "For our sake, you have spent much time protecting the Yadus with difficulty and have given up cherished things and are known as a Yadu. It is now difficult for us to see your cherished cows. I have no attachment to do this myself, and thus I, your father, am ashamed." Afraid of the confusion that the next topic, that is marriage to Rukmini, would create, Madhukant quickly concluded, "O Nanda, see Hamsi, Sunanda, and Ganga. Observant people are happy in seeing that you are caring for the cows. Let that be. O Lord of the cowards, look, your son Krishna is nourishing your lap and is expert at nourishing all the people of Braj completely. Giving joy to all and being satisfied by them, Madhukant in the evening went before Radha and Krishna and spoke. At that time, your lover sent you a letter as follows. I have watered heaps of spring flowers by the thousands for making bowers. May my desires be fulfilled by making these dear women half of my body by means of acceptable dharma. They replied with this letter. We desire to water all the Madhavi creepers that you sprouted for making bowers. Though sprinkled with cool water, the plants dried up because of the hot water of our tears. Madhukanta concluded, by instructing them to care for the bowers, Krishna indicated he would soon return. O Radha, making that example of the bower and then fulfilling it, he now plays with you. Giving them both happiness and taking their permission, the two reciters, along with all others, left. Should the happiness of the two lovers in the house of pastimes be described by speaking?